AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for the months-long holdup in American military aid. Sagar Magani has details.
The delay in getting an aid package through Congress led to Russia making battlefield gains as they met in Paris.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in. Completely. Thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he sees no current threat to his country that would warrant the use of nuclear weapons. But at an international economic forum in St. Petersburg, he again warned Moscow could send arms to countries or groups to strike Western targets. In an upcoming report to the Security Council, the UN Secretary General plans to list both Israel and Hamas as waging war that violates the rights and protection of children. Meantime, an AP analysis of Gaza Health Ministry data has found the proportion of Palestinian women and children being killed in the Israel-Hamas war appears to have declined sharply. Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
In April, the most recent month of data, the number fell below 40%. Our analysis found that the drop mirrored a shift in Israel's battlefield techniques. At the beginning of the war, Israel relied heavily on airstrikes, but in recent months, it has changed its tactics. It relies much more on limited ground operations and smaller and more precise drone strikes.
This is AP News. The Labor Department reports America's employers added a strong 272,000 jobs in May. How'd that play in the financial markets?
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks slipped on Wall Street and Treasury yields rose sharply after the government released a jobs report that came in hotter than expected. Overall, the report suggests markets may have to wait even longer for interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 ended 0.1% lower Friday. The Dow lost 87 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.2%. Small company stocks fell even more. GameStop plunged 39%. The struggling video game seller at the center of the current meme stock craze reported another quarterly loss, weaker than expected revenue, and a plan to sell up to 75 million more shares of stock. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after the strong hiring numbers for last month. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.43%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.